What you doing?
I don't know how you see with these, dude.
That's because I'll be using them for reading. I'm Mr. Magoo. Not in normal, like, I can see everything fine.
Like reading the trails?
Oh, boy. Anyways, I'm Carl.
Line
and
choice.
This is Kenji.
This is Kenji.
Yes, this is Kenji. And this is our first episode of Bikes and Brews.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
What do we got? We're drinking.
Yeah, we've been drinking this. It's called Cloud City Hazy IPA.
Yes, indeed. 6.5%.
Yeah, I think I thought it was 4.5, but it's
6.5. Peaches, mangoes, and sunny citrus fruits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice.
It's tasty.
We were talking about beer a little while ago, and you know I'm not a big fan of IPAs.
No. You hate them. They're like drinking grass.
It's like drinking grass, especially West Coast IPAs. So I don't know if you know this, because I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to beer. West Coast IPAs are a lot more hoppy and then versus East Coast. It's kind of a trend.
Yeah, the hazy thing came from the East Coast, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Yeah. It's very juicy.
I like beer.
It's very mellow. Beer. The hops are kind of mellowed out. It's really good.
Okay.
Easy drinking. You can smash a six
pack
of these.
I like it. You were saying, what was the description of this beer?
Mm.
It's got some citrus hints.
Soft on the palate. Blazing bright with aromas of peaches, mangoes, and sunny citrus fruits.
I taste the
citrus.
It's
nice. Take a trip with us to Cloud City, where the forecast is always juicy with a chance of haze.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is straight to the beach. Shirts off. Mm. Shirts are coming off. Yeah.
We're cyclists. Slow down.
Totally.
That ain't gonna be pretty.
Yeah. We definitely got a little bit of that roadie in us. We got roadie and mountain. We do both.
Yeah. Are you saying the mountain guys look better than the roadies? Is that
no, I think we dance in our spandex once in a while. We're not afraid of that.
I mean, it's like
I wear mine backwards sometimes just for fun.
It's like a wetsuit, right?
Yeah. It's like that. It's kind of like that.
I mean, we're just surfing the road.
We are.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay.
So that was the beer portion.
That was the beer portion. We danced right through it.
All right. So first up, we're going to go kind of.
Yeah. So we're going to go kind of.
We're going to start on this.
Transition in over. So the topic of this one is tools.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
We've got a few tools here. We've got a shop dog. And we've got these Park Tool T-handles.
Yeah. I don't know much about tools.
No.
I don't at all. I suck. I'm a bad mechanic. Do not have me work on your bike, whatever you do.
Is that why you bring it to me all the time?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
And you fall for it every time.
It's like fix my flat tire. These are pretty rad. I own this set personally. They're great because you can spin them, and that lets you get bolts in there nice and quick. You can spin them in until they're tight and then hand tighten them. These things have a really nice, really sharp cut edge to them. They've got these grooves in there for grip, so it's going to be really hard to strip out a bolt.
What would you torque on that thing right there?
Everything.
That's pretty big.
Your mother.
Oh, what?
It also lets you kind of switch the point of leverage
here. Leverage.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. And then it's got this other end over here that allows you to grab on
it. I do know enough, like a cheap set are not that rad.
No, they're not.
They break easy. They strip out everything. They're just horrible. Yeah. I should invest a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's the cost of like a nice dinner. So those are $129 for the set at Red Monkey Sports. Red Monkey Sports, either way. So you get the gist.
Where am I?
Where the hell am I? So moving on, let's go over to the P handle, because these are kind of a must too.
Yeah, so this is my personal set as well. And these are great. I've been wrenching with these for about a decade.
The reputation precedes them. Everybody talks about that. They are the set, the standard.
Yeah, pretty much. These are a little different in that they have the kind of this head here that allows you to kind of approach at an angle.
Oh, that's called the ball head, huh?
Yeah.
Those are $82.
Yes, indeed.
For the full set, that's pretty much a bargain, I think.
They're great.
Awesome. Okay. Park Tools.
Good, reliable tools.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
What else we got?
Well, we got these ones, which are
Super Kaz,
super disco, super trendy, but they're super rad.
Yeah. Oil slick.
That's the hottest trend right now.
Yeah. That's a good set right there.
I'm kind of buying it. It's nice.
So I would say where these are the home mechanic goes in your giant toolbox sets of Allen wrenches, this is your take it in a tool roll on the road.
This is like Airbnb / car camping / whatever you're into. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are.
Yeah. We're going to St. George. We're taking that. We're throwing it in the car.
Okay. These are $45. That's a bargain.
Yeah. I'd take it.
Still can't read.
And they've also got the grooves on them too. These like little anti-slip grooves. Same as.
Getting way too nervy again. Hey, go with it. Go with it.
That's what I do. Okay. Come on, man. So it's going to be good for not stripping out bolts. And this one has the ball head as well.
I like that.
So you can approach it at an angle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, we've got this multi-tool. It's the M17 from Crank Brothers. This is a great tool to have in your bag. So
that one looks pretty complete.
This is the taking your car. This is the taking your hip pack, taking your backpack.
I can't tell you how many times I've actually been stuck out on the trail and snapped a chain. It's actually happened numerous times.
It happened last week where...
It sucks.
Jason.
Sucks. Yeah. So this is a must, and it has all the other Allen wrench stuff. And you could probably open a beer with this too.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think you can figure it out.
Yeah. $30.
It does have the chain breaker, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a sandwich and a beer. You got one of those.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Speaking of which.
Yeah, totally. Cheers.
Indeed. So next up, we've
Did
got...
Did we say how much thing was? 30
yeah,
bucks.
30
that's
bucks.
Right. I just
yeah.
said it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Jesus.
You're old.
I'm older than dirt.
Yeah.
Okay. don't forget those. Yeah. Get it.
So we've got a couple of bleed kits here. Not first aid kits.
No, I was going to say. Yeah. It's not a first aid kit.
Shimano, because mineral oil.
Shimano.
SRAM, because 5.1
I'm a Shimano
fluid.
Guy. I'm a Shimano
yeah,
guy.
Me too.
Yeah.
But this has everything you need. It's got the syringes. It's got the gloves. It's got the bleed blocks. These are fantastic.
So the little funnel.
Every home mechanic should.
The little funnel that you grab from the kitchen's not that good to use all the
rad.
Time. Like, this is the complete set.
Not rad.
Okay.
You can't,
not that
you can't
rad.
Screw your kitchen funnel into your lever.
Okay.
Might have
okay.
a hard time
I'm
with
starting
that.
To get it. I'm starting
yeah.
to get it. I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you could do the quick lever bleed with this. If you got a minute, just need to firm up the feel.
Bring
the
it
field.
To you. You're going to do it for me.
That's true.
Get it.
In about a minute.
I got it. Okay.
And then we've got nitrile gloves.
Yes. I'm not going to say what these are for.
Super important. Super important, right? So for example, you're
yes.
handling 5.1 fluid. Irritant,
I heard you're
irritant.
Not supposed to put that on your private parts.
I wouldn't. And if you do,
oh.
if you are, you should glove up.
You should glove up. Okay. If you're going to do it, you better glove up. Okay. Yeah. So all this stuff you can get at Red Monkey.
Yes, indeed.
And if you enter in the code LOVE2, the number 2, RIDE, LOVE2RIDE, you get an additional 10% off.
Yes, indeed.
That sounds like a deal to me. All right. We're out. That's the first one.
Send it.
See you next time.
Send it.
Send it.
Send it.